Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma, Sarah Malka, Basar Rav Yitzchak. We're learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by Chana Rachel, in memory of Chana Rachel Bas David HaKohen by the Wengers. And we are going to close out Masechta Erevin today. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Kohen shalaka be'etzbo. Let's say you have a kohen who has a wound on his finger. So korech olav gemi be'mikdash avalo be'medina. He can in the base hamikdash, he would be allowed to wrap a reed around his finger, but not in the outside of the base hamikdash. In other words, there's an issur derabanan to wrap a reed around a wound on Shabbos because it helps to heal the wound. And of course, that would be a problem. We're worried that he's going to come to grind samamanim. And so therefore, that's true outside of the mikdash. It's a gzeira. However, if a kohen is serving in the beis hamikdash and he has a wound on his hand, he can cover it with a wound. Now, it's got to be a need in the mikdash because you can't have a mum on a kohen when he's doing the avoda. So therefore, he has to cover it. Now, of course, it has to be pointed out that that cover can't serve as something that interposes between him and the utensils that he's holding. We're, of course, assuming where it's not going to be a chatitza, it's not going to be an interposition for the kohen. And now, im lahotzi dam kam bekan aser. If the goal is tying the reed around the wound in order to draw blood out from it, so then, of course, that would be aser even in the mikdash, because it's a tolda of shchita, and that would be a fundamental problem, which would be an issur d'oraisa, and so therefore wouldn't be allowed in the beis hamikdash as well. Bodkin melech al gabei kevesh b'shul shalil yachliku. We can crush salt if you had clumps of salt that had already been crushed, and then the salt stuck back together. Then you can crush the clumps of salt together and scatter it on the ramp leading up to the mizbeach, so that the kohanim don't slip when they're going up and down. Now, technically, that's domet to bona. It's similar to the malacha building. Still in the mikdash, it is allowed. Now, in terms of drawing water from wells, mamalin mibor hagolim mibor hagadol begalgal shabbos. You can also draw water with a bucket tied to a wheel from the bor hagola and the bor hagadol, which were located on the premises of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Now, that would also be aser midrabanan, technically, because if we allowed a person to go ahead and draw water using a wheel, then a person might go ahead and use that to go water his garden, and that would be a violation of Zoreya. Yet in the Beis HaMikdash, we weren't so worried, and so therefore it was permitted. When we bear HaKer, B'yom Tov, we allow people to draw water with a bucket tied to a wheel from the Be'er HaKer, which was outside of the Mikdash, which was fed by a spring, and when the people came from outside of Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim for Yantif, and they needed drinking water, the Nevi'im allowed them to do so as long as it was using a wheel. But once they allowed it, it remained mutter to draw water from there on Yantif using the wheel, even though that wasn't in the Mikdash, and that only applied to the Be'er HaKer and not to any other place, and therefore it was allowed. Now we have one more din derabanan that was mutter in the Mikdash, and it involves nothing to do with Shabbos. It has to do with Shabbos, but it's more about the Tumah, and that is a Tumash Sheretz. Now what happens if you find a dead Sheretz in the Mikdash? You gotta get rid of it, because you can't leave something tummy in the Mikdash and leave it there. How do you get rid of it on Shabbos when you can't just get it out? And that is the subject of the final Mishnah here at the end of Masechta Erevin. Sheretz shenimsa b'mikdash kohen motzio behemyano. If you have a dead sheretz in the mikdash, a kohen can take it out by its belt, even though it's mukta, and it can't be moved in any place outside of the mikdash. Shelo l'shavus es ha'tuma, because we don't want to keep the tuma in the mikdash longer than necessary. And so since we're obligated to get rid of the tamei object, the sheretz has to be taken out right away, and so therefore a kohen should pick it up with his belt, even though the belt will become tamei. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't do it. You can't just go ahead and rush ahead. B'shtzvas shel eitz, it's better that you should pick up wooden tongs, right? And that's basically something that's not a kli. It's basically chopsticks, right? And those things can't become tamei and don't use your belt. Shalol Rabbo says Satuma, so that you don't increase the Tuma in the Mikdash. So even though it may take some time to find it, and in the meantime you're leaving the Sheretz in the Mikdash, it's better off than to do that and increasing Tuma on the belt than leaving it there for a slightly longer period of time. And Mehechan Motzian Oso, where in the Mikdash do you have to get it out even though it's Mukta? Minahechan Ulam Alam is Beach. So you got to get it out from the Heichal, the Ulam, Bein Ulam HaMizbeach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Makom Shechayav and Alstono Karis, Valshigigaso Chatas, Misham Otzienoso. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that any place where if you walk in and you would be Chayav Karis for doing it on purpose or bring a Chatas for doing it inadvertently, that's where you got to get rid of a dead Sheretz. You can't leave Tuma in that place. Ushar Kol Makomos Kofen Allah Pesachter. But any other place, you put a psach there down, some sort of bucket or a pot, and you leave it there until after Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Malkum Shetir Locha Chachamim, Mishlocha Nas Nulach. Should just be pointed out that the Mishnah over here is now concluding with the idea about going back to the issue we had brought back the other day about tying a musical instrument in the Mikdash. Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree. He's going to say even a temporary knot is not going to be allowed, even on an instrument that's used in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Shimon says that the temporary knot might lead to creating a permanent knot, and so therefore he took a strict position over there on Shabbos. So Rav Shimon Omer, Malkum Shetir Lecha Chachamim, Mishalcha Nasnu Lach. Right? You should just understand where you're allowed to walk. Anywhere within the Tchum of Shabbos, they're giving you what's yours. So if a person is 15 amos outside of the boundary when the Shabbos begins, he can go anywhere within the town's Tchum because the markers are usually 15 amos closer. In other words, you can't go by the boundary. The boundary has a finagle factor. And so therefore, it's not some special kula, it's a reality. Shaloi tir lecha ela mishum shvus. The rabbi, and when we allowed you to do something in the Mikdash, they allowed you to only do that which is a din d'rabbanan. So and technically it's not aser, it's something that the Chachamim came ahead and made into an aser. So therefore, you can't tie a broken string of a musical instrument in the Mikdash, because some knots are aser midoraisa. And so therefore, that would be a fundamental problem. It actually belongs in this last statement, and the last line in the Masechta actually belongs at the end of Mishnah Yud Gimel, but we wanted to finish all the halachos that the Chachamim allowed of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash before we brought up this principle of Rabbi Shimon to disagree, and so therefore we close out over here. With that, we close out Masechta Erevin, and Be'ezras Hashem, we begin Masechta Pesachim tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.